Anyway, on the TK panel, that will be Chava.
This is like a game show.
Yeah, so Chava cares about all the riches, all the beauty in the last time, so he is the main guy who has made TK scalable in 9.0 and now 9.1. and constantly improved it with some help, but it's always the same story. There are some people coming in with an improvement and Java makes it even better. So that's really great work. The second person will be Manfred on the TK panel. Thank you. So Manfred, you have seen, he is Canvas specialist, so you have seen the drawing and Canvas alternatives. So that is his domain. And the third one will be John, everywhere.
Because you haven't heard enough of me yet.
About multiple platforms. Yeah. Okay, so that's about the panel, but first there will be the introduction. Yeah, and we have 3/4 of an hour, so.
Sitting or?
Well, if I will finish, you can come with 1, 2, 3 chairs. I think Stefan will take care about that. So when there's introduction, I will just place that there. Okay, welcome folks. So 9.1 is really a TK release. We have a lot of new stuff in TK, so that's great because TK internals, I don't know, they come from the 90s, somewhere like that, so we have a lot of old stuff. When it was designed, it was a revolution. It has still properties which other frameworks just don't have, but we have to keep in. So State of TK is a presentation. We start with 8.6, so we say goodbye to TK 8.6. We have some changes which were done in the last time. Aqua dark mode, X11 cut paste key, some visual improvements also by Java, of course, vertical tux improvement, and it was the last release. Okay. So basically, most of this stuff was backported from 9.0 or 9.1 back to 8.6. And as a game, we will still do some bug fixing and so on in the branch, but there will be no releases of 8.6 anymore. Okay, 9.0 maintenance. So we had some changes. SVG got improved. We had, I call it, visual improvements, constant work by Java and others, the vertical tabs planners. What is important, we have just released one. There will be one again in November, in September and in December, last release of the 9.0. Good. Why do you want TK 9.0? Same slide as last one. End of life, but the whole macOS interface is new code, so it totally works internally differently. Many bugs we had before, it didn't repaint, it just didn't work, were all improved because now it works internally totally different. So if you have a macOS, you totally want that. Anything is scaled, so before we had a mixture, so text were scaled and other parts not, so anything is scaled. So that's also on the visual part and on the look and feel, great one. Reformed look, and what we see by current bug reports is that it rolls out on Python. TK Inter 9.0 is rolling out, so we get a lot of bug reports at the moment from that side. What is a good sign, because we see that people are using it. So it was also last time we got a lot of stuff from the TK Inter community, new styles and new artwork and so on. And I would love to have more connections with them. Yeah, so that's a to-do point. Okay, TK91 is in feature free, so same as with Tickle. What is new in TK91? So script features, so on MS Windows, the XP stuff was removed, so the dialogues and the style XP native doesn't exist anymore. So now it's a Vista style, which was the last UI version which had the C interface. Any newer stuff, and Microsoft was doing a lot of versions and so on in GUI, was all .NET stuff. So, but yeah, so that's the latest we have on the C side. We have some tips which are breaking scripts, which are breaking backward compatibility. One is tip 698, which does not allow any negative values anymore. Before they were accepted and corrected. For example, this one grid with a border width of -5 now causes an error before it was corrected to 0. Especially binding scripts are involved here, which now don't work anymore. So that's a point you have to think about. The canvas text scaling is changing aware. So before it stuck at a standard size 100%, now it is scaling. So that's new, change from 9.0 to 9.1. So if you have an app using canvas, that might look differently. Tip 719, the states of the TTK TreeView and notebooks are now different. It's image it is image closed. What are the tags?
Yeah,
image closed, image open. So before there were user one, user two. So if you use that in your styles, it's incompatible.
Yeah, the states are now closed and open also.
Yeah, close. Ah, that's the state. Open.
Yeah, yes.
Here's a state missing. So that's an error. Yeah. So that's closed and that's open. And we have new states. And before the user states were used, but of course that breaks scripts. And that's a new one, the TK Mac get info as JSON. Don't know anything about that one. We get internal information. Next one, we have the great toggle switch, looks like that by Java, of course. We have a new spinbox style-wide spinbox, so you have those buttons here in the behind. Before they were too small, and especially in the touch interface, you couldn't hit them. So that's a great one. We have the local parameter to text and entry widget. So that's especially if you have, for example, a Thai text or Hebrew text and so on inside, the word breaking is different. So it's not at space characters, it's not at tab characters, it might be in the middle of Unicode code points. So to control that, there's a new local option.
Locale, okay.
Yeah. So behind that you have something like locale specification. We'd get local memory, so the TK attribute table gives you memory, it's a dict, yes, at the end. So you can register a dict which will be destroyed when the widget is destroyed. So it's memory attached to widget, which lives with the widget.
Mm-hmm.
So often we have those ones in global arrays. TK does that in global arrays normally, and now it can live with the widget. So it's also Java was of course involved by that one. We have accessible screen reader support. So that's a really big one and an important one. So if you have a text widget and you have an accessible screen reader, you can say, speak it to me. And that's an operation system interface. And you can, well, those files, you can say, okay, what same as the options of the combo box and so stuff. So that's now included in TK. Cross platform. So Kevin Walzer did that, and it is a big step. Toward usability and acceptance for TK. Scroll entry with a mouse wheel, okay. We have native file icons. So that's something that you can give a file name and you get from the operating system the icon. So that's to display file selection stuff. You have the macOS consistent dark mode, TIP 750. Again, it's my baby. Well, you get it from some people and then you mix it up and then you get in the machine what happens with you, and you perhaps do not survive, perhaps you do, and at the end we have something. So that's what it is on Windows. And this black head is the point. Here we have the white menu, which is a bug, so we still have not fixed that this one can be black. But that's the style AV dark, so you see here it's AV dark, and here the menu is also black. That's done by the style AW dark. Yeah. Okay. Good. This one, if you change in the operating system your style, the application can change. So we have the framework to do so. On Mac, I think it works relatively automatically, depends a bit on which style you use and so on. On Windows, you can now you get an information, okay, style was changed or black white mode was changed, and then you can, for example, change from AW light to AW dark.
And you don't need these unsupported cores on the Mac.
Yeah.
They were replaced with
experience in the past where I was using, well, an older wish, of course,
yeah.
Was in the past, and screen reader JAWS software.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed that the screen reader JAWS was perfectly able to read the lines from
yeah.
the text widget, but it wasn't able to read the cursor position.
Yeah.
And this is fixed by this?
As far as I know, you have full navigation support. So it also reads you, okay, now there's a combo box and it does that. Now there's combo box named with that, and those are the choices.
Ah, okay.
So it has, the screen reader gets the context. So each widget tells the screen reader, okay, I'm a combo box and I have those choices. And my name or my title is like that.
And the question is this controllable? In my case, my application was really just inside the text widget,
yeah.
and the text widget was displaying text
yeah.
controlled by some
yeah.
else, and everything about local widgets around the text widget would have been a distraction from the
yeah.
thing. So would it be possible to say only the text widget shall be screen reader aware, the rest is...
I don't think so.
Try it out. There were a lot of bug reports and many, many bug fixes. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and of course, it's a work in progress. And if Kevin Walzer, who did a lot of work, but of course, those features cause a lot of bugs.
Mm-hmm.
And they will. That's something what's also good if something is in the main core, we have also many people fixing the bugs. Yeah, trying, so Ashok has tried it a lot, and so we have platforms. So that works totally different on the different platforms, but really how it works is that the screen reader gets the meta information, I'm a combo box, I have those choices, and my title is like that, and then it reads something around that, and it also operates, so if you, yeah, it works in a way, yeah. Good, great, it makes this. So the third page on the script features, we have selection colors for a native look. Way big one, body text. Great one, really great. the platforms now we have ID text, so we can wipe right to left. And especially in the text widgets, it was always a problem that the cursor movement just went crazy and the display stuff. All this is fixed to a certain degree. It doesn't work totally, I would say, but we have much better ID support, and we render it on Linux, and we render it much better on Windows. On Mac, it was the display stuff was always great, but the cursor movement stuff and so got highly improved. So that was also Kevin Walser, great work, and it is multi-platform, and we are now Hebrew and
Arabic
ready. Yeah, so that's great stuff. Yeah, it's a console zoom, rotated text for labels. It's again me. I got something, and I'm Christian Werner who pinged me, so that also works great. And here you see an example. So especially there was additional work done, I suppose Java as usual, to get, for example, this notepad ready. So on the left side you have horizontal labels now, and here you have an horizontal label, but you can turn them around at any degree. So that works. And yeah, so rotated label widgets and anything which uses a label, so that's a notepad, but anything else, or decorated stuff, you can in your style files use rotated stuff. Okay, the painting performances. So that is a 10-15 years standing issue with TK, that for example, if you have a scroll bar, the scroll bar is painted of a flat place, then there's a decoration around and there's a triangle in the middle. And painting that took a lot of time, because the triangle had transparent pixels around. And those were painted point by point, because they were transparent. And the painting of the whole stuff took a lot of time. And now we have a caching of the whole image, so it is painted once and rendered once, and then it flushes up. So we have a performance, especially on the Windows platform, boost for painting of graphical elements, so buttons, whatever, of around 300%. So that means that before it was really bad. Yeah. So that's also work which came out of a sudden, and I pushed it what I could, and we have it. Yeah. Tip 740, tree view enhancements by Brian O'Hagan. We have seen slides yesterday, CCLTLS, so he's a multi-field activist, and Java has done a lot on it, on the visual representation. So I will have the following slides on that, about the tree view enhancements. So that's great. Java first said, that's concurrency to tree widget. I don't want to have that. But at the end, he played with us. Yeah, and we have visual improvements. Okay, here on the right side, you have all the it is about ID text. So the Hebrew and as well as the Arabic. Yeah, ID mixing. So that's the moment on the Windows, but you have the same picture on XLR. Good. Tree view improvements. So Brian O'Hagan did that. I got the slides from him. So there are a lot of slides. I'm sorry for that, but I asked him, and I always want to respect people. If they give something to me, I will present it as it is. So we have performance by caching. We have bulk operations to be faster. We have a lot of usability, how to show it. We have index improvements that we can use the last, the end, minus end, and so on. We have new functionalities after, before, point especially if we have hidden lines before they were in there. Now we can jump over in, we can insert and move. We have a full search capability inside of it, and we have a full sort capability inside of it automatically. So, and the sort stuff, of course, Java has painted beautiful triangles, so you can push them and you get it sorted. Okay, we have the event stuff enter leave on cell level. Before it was one widget and we had no events at all. So now we have the events. I don't know if that is true, but that's how I understood it. You have open close events, they existed before but they were made better. We have stuff on the focus, so now each cell has its own focus. We have selection. Before there were only root selection support, now we can select lines and we can select, have different select modes. We have the browse select mode, we have the multiple select mode added, so that's all enhancement. Okay, visual improvements. Well, we will see it in the next slide, so there are a lot of visual improvements and especially functionality added. So, okay, so we have the buttons to sort, we have the resizing, we have the regrouping, all this can be done. We have an open-close indicator improved with modern appearance. Yeah, good. Vision improvements, binding in the disabled state. We have the focus ring now. We have the resize possibility. It's fully scalable. And we have styling. I remember before the standard tree widget, it even adjusted on the height depending on the data. So you have data clipped, so it was really unusable. So all this stuff is fixed. How does it look like? So here you see different parts. So here you have the small flash which says, okay, sorted by that one. We have selected items, so the browse mode, you can select multiple of them, you have an active item, and that's overall styles on all ways. The focus ring is new, sometimes you have it,
yes.
The selection is new, yeah. All that was a lot of work, and
that is similar to the active item in the list box.
Yeah.
That is the focus.
Yeah. So at the end, Chaba said it's not quite right, so I will help. So he helped everyone. Good. Thanks, Brian. So at the same time, the whole TK got a revamp in visual improvements. For friends of them, so all those triangles here are new, this type, and a lot of theming, anything got SVG images, that was also work together, and yeah, here's the result. Good, so that's one star of 9.1. Now we are getting more to question part. So one is a revised text widget. So to recall why I stress that, if you have a text widget with a lot of data, you resize it. It can freeze for seconds because it has to reorder the words. So revised text widget fixed that. And Jan and Nicolas continue to work on it, so we basically need a maintainer, and at the moment Nicolas is giving high speed to support it. Yeah, perhaps we will have it in 9.2. We will see what happens, but any help is appreciated. The next one is smooth canvas. So I had the same slide last year, so I'm dreaming of smooth lines in canvas, so that's a picture Manfred has given me from TK Path. So we have a lot of solutions. Manfred has 2 years ago had made, I have asked him, an overview what we have as solutions to get the canvas smoothed. And we have, for example, in Androwish, Christian Werner has just patched the standard canvas to use smoothing operation system calls if they're available. So that's also for me an open point. I want to see the discussion, please.
Yes, at the right we see a Mac window, and I think on Mac it has been smooth since a long time ago because it uses this works and display PostScript and stuff like that.
Okay.
But is it now smooth also on Windows and Unix platforms?
Yeah.
How does it do that with X-Render or Git?
Well, so we have the TK path widget, which always smooths on the, and I think it's the main point is just to replace current system calls by others.
Mm-hmm.
So it, just on the Windows platform for sure, it just must be done. Yeah, and on Christian Runner does it by the STL, so there it is rendered by another subsystem.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's a discussion point, and the next slide, which not here because my stick was lost. So Christian Werner has written me tonight, given me a slide on SVG rendering. So we have limited SVG rendering by SVG Nano, and he has found another library which does it better. So he proposes to plug that one in. So it is a Proton library, it is called. So if you download the presentation at the end, it will be, that slide will be in there. Okay, that's all. Let's go to the panel. While you build up, sorry, I have to go a second to the toilet. Okay, folks are here, so welcome to the TK panel, and my first question is, how again can we get even more visual improvements to TK? So it is also, how do you see TK in, I would say, 2 years? What do we need in TK to get improved? Yeah, like that. Yeah, thank
okay.
you.
I mean, for me, the world is divided between websites and apps. Desktop apps kind of don't exist anymore. So that's just how I look at my user base. So it's iPhone, iPad, Android, or websites. Looking at the TTK stuff, I feel like it's looking really very good. And I saw a lot of visual similarity between some of those themes and widgets on mobile devices. So I think all I want to see is if we had a thumb-friendly version of the TTK widgets, where they just, because some of them, when you resize them, they start to act, like resize them so they're this big, they start to act weird. So, That would be the biggest thing for me, is if I had the ability to write proper TK apps
mm-hmm.
with all the support that the widgets have, because my app was so much work to start from scratch and to have tap zones, I don't want to do that ever again, I don't
mm-hmm.
think anyone else should. But that's all I have to say, is being able to say, I want to size these and they look good, I'd be done.
Okay, we will first collect. Okay, next is Manfred.
What comes to my mind is the styles in TK, so the different themes. What my issue is, yesterday, for example, when I had this scrollable entry, this validate command changes the color of this entry, the background color, and I couldn't find a solution with the TTK entry. So one point is there are global styles, but sometimes I want to have some very local, just for this simple, small view, a local style for a button maybe, or for an it could be one.
Yeah, so on one side you want to have control, and on the other side, we will go to the question part later. And on the one time you want to have style dependency.
Yeah, in some cases I want to be flexible. So
yeah.
In my application I also have this navigation panel, like an accordion, and
yeah.
I have buttons there.
Yeah.
And for the sub-level of buttons I want to have just 10% smaller.
Mm-hmm.
So how to deal with that? And
yeah.
In this case I created a new style for a button,
yeah. Yeah.
But this is globally available.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, but I think you have no chance to do it better.
It could be
that
just
is
just
the basic philosophy of the TTK widgets. It is not my decision. I'm just saying that this is simply not changeable.
Maybe it was not
the
idea.
Yeah.
Just as a wish list.
Okay. I would like to add something to that. To the scalability that is actually prepared. So now we have really the situation that you can set any value for the TK scaling, and you can really scale all the TTK widgets to that dimensions. That is new. That is not yet. That is maybe 1 month old or so.
Fantastic.
Okay. That works fully for the base for the built-in themes, even on Windows. I just showed today to Harald that it is now it now works out for Windows 2. With some restrictions. These restrictions come, of course, not from TK, but from the drawing engine of Windows. We can't change it, but we can do it better. So we can, with some tricks, we can do it as good as it is possible at all. The situation is somehow different on the Mac. Actually, it is possible to scale all the widgets on the Mac, but if you ask Mark Culler, then he will say, that is not the Mac philosophy. Things should not be scaled on the Mac. That is his position. I have submitted a small bug, and that was his answer. Although I also provided the fix, but his concerns are really not related to this fix, but to the compatibility with the Mac. With the sacred Mac philosophy.
Okay.
But
Shabba.
Actually, you are right. Why not? Why not? If TK makes it possible, and if the users actually need bigger widgets that can be controlled with gestures, then we should do it.
I don't think the option has been, the need hasn't been there.
Yeah.
Because we all had mice with little small controls.
Yes.
So now I've got a big fat finger.
Yes. Why not?
I will take care to transmit to Mark.
In addition to that, in my software I create an own style.
Yeah.
So an own theme to deal with the Mac interface, because on the notepad, for example, each label for the tab took, I think, double the place as it takes on Windows or on Linux.
Yeah.
So I have a small label,
mm-hmm.
A margin on the left, on the right side that is the same size for no reason. So
yeah.
I have 5 tabs and I don't have enough place on my screen for it.
Yeah.
So therefore.
But perhaps file a ticket and magic may happen.
Yeah, I have to get familiar with the current version, of course. That's one of my next steps. That's what I learned today.
Yeah, things have made much improved, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Java, what is your view? TK in 2 years, what is your proposal?
I'm afraid John has already told there are actually two worlds, own widgets and web interface. And the trend is definitely towards do everything over in the web. So no TK own interfaces. But I think that is just a trend. We can do, at least we can. So in spite of this trend, we should do our own widgets, look even better and even nicer. Why not?
I don't think mobile apps are going away at all.
Yes.
This is the past. I know it's easy to be pessimistic, but I think this framework we have is one of the best for writing platform apps across everything. Really performant.
And especially those new devices, iPad and so on, that is a completely new framework now. So a new type of applications, actually.
Yeah, and one thing we need to think about too is the fact that TickleTK has been so performant on bad hardware. Now on good hardware, it means that it uses very little battery.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a really important thing.
Yes. So I am not so pessimistic regarding the future of TK. TK will still be used in 10 years, maybe in 20 years. Let's see. I am a quite old man, and now I can't say how things will evolve in the next 30 years. Maybe I will still see the situation maybe in 2 or 3 years. But of course, yes, that's. But you are young people. You have the chance to do things better and nicer.
Next question.
No, now we go to discussion.
Okay.
I just looked through the time. So
stop.
Yeah. So we will take now 20 minutes. We will take 50 minutes plus. So please.
I mean, well, the question was always about the future. What about other devices? I mean, what about VR glasses, for example? I mean, these are much closer to apps than to the web, and you have also there some different kind of interactions. I mean, I think it's some project for Christian Werner, maybe, to look at this, but it would be quite interesting what you can get there for getting interfaces for glasses where you have really different kind of interactions.
My observation from the last years is that the VR market is going down at the moment.
Yeah.
That's
but
one
maybe
point.
Maybe
they go, everything goes to the Ukraine, maybe it's another one point. But the big companies doing a step back in that, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I mean, it's just a question of what kind of other devices.
Yeah, that's the,
I mean,
the question.
And my feeling is that it will be closer to apps than to the web. Because you have small devices, you have very little energy, what you mentioned before, it's very important for this kind of devices.
Yes.
And I mean, it would be certainly interesting to be there, at least in a position to be able to contribute something.
And maybe one point could be this architecture that we take over from this web applications.
Mm.
Maybe there's a server even, so the server client architecture, and to deal with these interfaces, maybe it can be a REST interface on the web and a local client to work with it.
I mean, I know a lot of those companies which are doing, for example, teaching stuff, they have in the classes some virtual hands there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's more or less tightly integrated. You can say, how can I change this thing and how do I fix this problem? and it gives you, it shows your hand, you have to touch here and rotate something. And this is talking to your phone. It's not talking to the web, it's just very local. And this is something which is
very are talking about VR or AR? Augmented reality or
this augmented reality.
Okay.
But this is yeah. somewhat getting together in a way that the interactions are quite similar.
But that stuff is mostly done with game engines like Unreal. Or these intentions.
Really currently, but also maybe this is SDN stuff or whatever is good for this.
Okay, next question.
I'm just sort of wondering about this idea of desktop apps kind of fading away and the future is mobile and web stuff. And I'm just wondering about whether there's more that could be done to make TK stuff usable on the web. I mean, there is the TK, the cloud TK stuff, which
yes.
I've used a bit. And for some things, it's good. I found it awkward to use for kind of stuff that was interactive. I haven't really kept up with it. I think there have been some more updates to it recently, but it does. I'm wondering if there's perhaps room for useful work that could be done in that area.
I think one important view is where's the processing, where does the processing happen? So in a CAD application, I think it does make sense to compute these results locally and just store maybe a data set there.
Yeah, sure.
In other solutions, maybe it's just a form to be filled. So maybe it's better to compute the stuff on the server and just visualize the results.
Yeah, for those who don't know TK Cloud, what happens there is that you have a server with a real TK and you have a sort of terminal session in a web browser. So it's using
WebSockets or
what? There are various technologies, but that's what's happening. So if you click something, it's like clicking on your web server computer. Yeah. So there's no TK actually there. And so it's only a transfer layer. Okay. Next question.
Tibor, I think you have a question.
Yeah, Tibor.
Yes, for me the part is the real desktop applications for real workstations is quite important. So because TKOffice is similar to a CAD program, it's like an editor and authoring system. And I really don't want to see such software being replaced by ugly and slow web solutions like Electron 300 megabytes and stuff like that. And so quite on the top of the wish list is actually that it looks good on X11 and Unix platforms. And that means that I think TTK is the way to go on and should also be used for the menu. Because the menu, compared to the canvas of the text where I can just make a TTK frame around, I have really no way to change how the menu looks like as I'm used with other TTK widgets. I tried my best to use colors that are compatible with the clan theme, but still it looks a bit rough. So maybe a TTK menu should be considered.
Yes, and a quite important thing we need is really native real and interface support, real and support.
Yeah.
That is that is already work in progress, but it will still take probably 2 years, 3 years, who knows.
Yeah. Well, to my knowledge, the progress is great. So Mark Keller and Kevin Waltz are working heavily on that point. And Kevin Walser said, well, it will take 5 years when he started. And I don't have the impression that they will need 5 years.
Yeah, he is using AI support quite intensively.
Mm.
And that is also a concern from my side. I am not quite sure whether that is really a solution.
Yeah.
The whole topic is much too complicated.
We will see where it leads.
Yes.
But we have now two people working on it. Okay. So, Mike.
Application world, desktop world, one thing I've come to a lot of
example, in Qt, that is possible. So something like that is possible. In Qt, you can use HTML tags, and they are rendered with Qt methods. But as far as I know, we don't have anything similar in TK at present. But of course, a good idea. Would make sense.
Georg?
Well, it's the TK HTML widget, which I'm trying to rewrite. and I think that could be a good mix, because what I feel on is that, of course, web has been has kind of allowed to bring a lot of functionality and usability to the phones, right? But it has its limits with respect to responsiveness, server, client release, and so on. And there are better protocols suited for an active connection to servers. And maybe now comes a consolidation phase where speed is optimized, size is optimized to fit more into the whole stack of applications. So I also think that TK will have a future in this, because you can do both. You can load HTML and you can interact with other protocols, with real-time protocols. That would, I guess, more efficient and easier to do this TK than with JavaScript or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. I want to ask a question especially to John. For me, the Android Wish currently has a bottleneck of Christian Werner, who the last time is not so active anymore on the Android. So do you see any way to get Android Wish to Tickle 9? So currently it's Tickle 8.6, and we are now in a double trap, I would say. Scripts are moving Tickle 9 and will not work anymore on 8.6, so Android Wish should go up. And second, can we unify the forces or get closer to the core, in the sense, okay, now you have the Borg command, can we get that to the core? So that would also be something we could imagine, or close to the core or something like that. So all the work you're doing can be unified more. Do you see any point of in there?
At least my experience talking to Christian is he's happy to continue being kind of editor.
Yeah.
So if I say, hey, can you add this feature? He says he doesn't have the time. But if I add the feature and I give him a patch, he's very happy to apply it. So all the work I did for the Apple Silicon native version, he's applying that. I don't know yet whether he'll also take my Borg and put that on Android Wish, as well as the Bluetooth debugging tool, probably. So you know, this is also the Linux approach, where you've got somebody who's not writing much code, but is the person who approves things that go into the kernel. So as long as he's happy to do that, he's got more in his head than anybody else. He certainly steered it well.
Hmm.
So I'm happy. I hadn't actually even thought about this problem, so I'm happy to add it to my to-do list. And if I can get Tickle 9.1 working and submit a patch list to him, he'll probably review it and approve it if it's okay.
Yeah, that would, for me, that would be really also enabler. And the second is to get it run on new Android devices.
So have you sent him a patch list?
Yeah.
Things are good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, what he was happy with was for the pressure to be off him.
Yeah.
So since GitHub is quite cheap.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I built the batteries included,
yeah.
Silicon Native one, and he said, do that for now.
Yeah.
And then when I get the patches, then we can take it away.
Yeah.
But I think it would really make sense to have a GitHub of your Android 15 version.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, GitHub has this great feature where you can have it do the compiles for you.
Yeah.
And that's how I built the x86 versions.
Mm-hmm.
So we should should be able to do that as well.
Yeah.
It can help actions.
Yeah.
You and I can correspond and I can try and make that happen too. That's fine.
Yeah, yeah, I would appreciate it. Yeah.
I think it makes sense for me to take what I just did and try and bring it to 9-1.
Yeah.
Right now, this is all 8-6.
Yeah. Yeah. So that, yeah, constant. What I also see is Tico got quite quickly to 9-0, 9-1, but a lot of TK stuff is behind. Especially because the changes in TK are much more subtle. Because now you have scaling issues, things have other sizes, things have other parameters and so on. It's, I think, much more difficult to migrate a TK app because you find it out just after time. Okay, now I have an additive parameter here and so on, and my binding kills if I make it too small and so. So that's more difficult. On Tickle, you have the script by Ashok or the testing stuff by Ashok to migrate. And for me, that was 100%. It worked 100%. I just did the procedure, I corrected the stuff, I looked on the warnings, and then it worked. And on TK, that is not so easy. Yeah, so Java has recently, for example, ported the TK lib stuff for the help boxes, for the balloon help stuff, and so TK is slower. And
tooltips.
Yeah, the tooltips.
I would be really interested, because I'm, you know, like you, a cheerleader for this.
Yeah.
I'd be really interested to write a new TTK widget demo for touch.
Yeah.
So you run it, you do it, and someone for the first time looks at it and goes, that actually looks good.
Yeah.
If I can write an iPad app in a few hours, then they're going to give it a try. I've also found people there's no style guides. It's actually one of the great things.
Yeah.
You can write an app for Android and iOS that work the same way and no one complains.
Yeah.
Whereas on desktop, Mac has to look like Mac, Windows like Windows.
Yeah. And we are getting better there. Also, the dark mode is
dark
for me
cool.
Something great. Yeah. Okay. So I'm also in the touch from the other side. I do industrial apps,
mm-hmm.
And well, I use Windows PCs and uTouch, but
mm-hmm.
The results are the same. Okay, any other questions? Okay,
mm-hmm.
Now it's Stefan, so we want to thank.
Maybe I will bring up one point.
Yeah.
When I see the development of interfaces in the moment,
yeah.
Figma is the tool of use in the moment. So
okay.
They start with a graphical design.
Yeah.
And port this result into the development environments.
Okay.
That is a total different approach than
yeah.
We have.
Yeah.
So it's more the web approach
yeah.
More that than we have. I don't know if we can intersect there anywhere.
Yeah.
So the app, the skin I just showed you, that was what's called the Streamline skin, was originally in Figma.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's possible. But it was a pain in the neck to re-implement it in Tickle. But I managed to, except for font weightings, to get it at exactly the same as Figma.
Okay. Now we should disappear because.
No. You shouldn't disappear. So thank you for caring about our baby, our mentors. You take one. So. Yeah. So we want to thank you for your constant investment in TK.
Oh.
So
yeah. I get a red wine. I like red wine more.
Yeah.
My wife
so
will be happy.
Thanks for your TK expertise.